This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
At this time, the prayer will be held by the chaplain of the day, Pastor Craig Wexler of Lutheran Memorial Church in Pierre. And the pledge will be led by Macy Wysorek, Piedmont Stevens High School. Let us pray. Lord God, you have given us work to do, Lord. Bring us together in unity. Bring us together as hardworking elected officials, Lord. Give us the courage to do your work and give us discernment and camaraderie amongst one another. Bless this day and bless the days and weekend ahead. In your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair, Bolin, Kamak, Cronin, Curd, DeSanto, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nisaba, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Smith, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
We have a quorum. The approval of the journal.
The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the ninth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes. At this time, we'd like to introduce the doctor of the day. And where's the information? Sorry about that. The doctor of the day is Susan Anderson, MD. Dr. Anderson practices family medicine at Sanford, USD. Physicians in Canastota and Sioux Falls. Dr. Anderson is a professor and the chair of the Department of Family Medicine at the University of South Dakota Sanford School of Medicine and a director of the Medical School Frontier and Rural Medicine Program. Thank you. And at this time, I believe in the gallery, we'd like to welcome the South Dakota Credit Union professionals and the volunteers to the Senate chamber today. They are here representing the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, which serves 37 federally chartered credit unions, and there are approximately 280,000 credit union members, owners in South Dakota. If you'd like to stand. Senator Langer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege.
Go ahead.
I would like to welcome my former seatmate to the Senate floor today. Everyone, it's great to see Senator Jenna Netherton.
At this time, we have a brand new set of pages, so... That was done yesterday. So at this time, there will reports of the standing committees.
The Committee on Transportation recommends that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and appointment of Darren Berquist of Pierre to be Secretary of the Department of Transportation. That's Senator Otten, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs has had under consideration Senate Bill 31. 9, and they recommended deferring it to the 41st legislative day. They also recommend that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and appointment of David Flutie of Sisseton to the position of Secretary of the Department of Tribal Affairs. And they also recommend that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and appointment of Lori Gill of Peer to the position of the Commissioner of the Bureau of Human Resources. And this appointment they recommend to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Ewing, Chair. And the Committee on Health and Human Services had under consideration Senate Bill 22, recommends do pass as amended. And they also recommend that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and appointment of Shawnee Rechtenbaugh of Peer to the position of Interim Secretary of the Department of Human Services. Senator Soholt, Chair. And finally, the Committee on Taxation had under consideration House Bill 1017, and they recommend that it do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Monroe, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1012, 1013, 1023, 1024, 1032, 1034, and 1036, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration is requested. Sandra J. Zinter, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, a concurrent resolution urging the President of the United States to make agricultural exports a priority and protect agriculture export products from all in future tariffs. And I have Senate Resolution Number 1. A resolution urging the President and the United States Congress to act quickly to end the ongoing federal government shutdown.
Resolutions read but not assigned. Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 and Senate Resolution Number 1 were read for the first time but have not yet been assigned to a committee. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Langer moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Commerce and Energy on House Bill 1031 and Senate Bill 53 and the Standing Committee on Education on Senate Bill 52 and Senate Bill 3 be adopted.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion passes. Consideration of executive appointment. We have the consideration of the executive appointment of Kim Vanneman to the Secretary of Agriculture. Anyone have any comments? Senator Norstrup.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad that this nominee is here today, or this consent is here today. There was a time that was talked about that it might go to appropriations, and we know how things turn out in appropriations. So we're glad it's here instead of on appropriations. So I served with Kim Vanneman in the House and recognize her as a leader for the ag community, someone who's passionate about the ag community. She's passionate about South Dakota. She's passionate about making life better for all South Dakotans, and I can't think of a person more qualified for this position than Kim Vanneman. I would ask the Senate to advise and consent. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you for that. Senator Blair.
I'd like to concur with that nomination. I've known her pretty much all her life. She has been nothing but intelligent. She effectively communicates her passion to those around her. She focuses on development of everyone in agriculture. She looks outside the box. Her family, they come from a farm ranch operation that's been decades in the process, and I think that she would be just, there couldn't be a better choice in my mind than having Kim Vanneman as our Secretary of Agriculture, passed unanimously out of committee with everybody agreeing. This was a great choice.
Thank you for that. Are there any further comments? Seeing none, the Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Kim Vanneman of Tripp County, Ideal, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of Agriculture. The question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Ken Vanneman pursuant to the message as found on page 137 of the Senate Journal? All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobeck.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessebar.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Having received a majority of the members-elect vote, the motion passes.
The Senate now proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Ben Jones of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the position of interim Secretary of Education.
Are there any comments? Senator Boland.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. It's my delight to urge a positive vote on the confirmation of Dr. Ben Jones to be the new interim Secretary of Education. He's a native South Dakotan, graduate of DeSmet High School, South Dakota State University, an Air Force veteran for a number of years, and also a PhD in history. One of the books on my reading list is his work, Eisenhower's Guerrillas. I have not read it yet, but it will be placed on the reading list. And by the time I get back here for the next session in January of 2020, I hope to have that concluded. When I first heard that this, I've known Ben for about 4 years. He's temporarily leaving his position at Dakota State. When I heard that he had been nominated to be Secretary of Education, I was not happy. I was elated. So I strongly urge a positive vote on the confirmation of Dr. Ben Jones, Interim Secretary, Department of Education. Thank you very much.
Senator Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I second the good senator's comments. I'm a newly minted member of the Education Committee, and in the short time that I've gotten to know him, I've learned very quickly that he's a very intelligent individual, very passionate about his new job. And his leadership in the military, I think, speaks to what is really needed when you're in the Department of Education, because it's not a one-man job. You've got a large, large organization that you're running, and I think he's going to do an outstanding job. So please join in his consent there.
Are there any further comments? Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I also want to echo the previous comments and recognize that we have Dr. Jones in the gallery with us today, maybe if he wants to give a little wave. And just to recognize that he had come in front of the committee providing department presentation, informational session. I think all of the committee members were quite impressed with his preparedness, with his information that he provided, and the transparency of information that he brought to us. And so I wholeheartedly agree and would ask for your support and advice and consent of Dr. Jones, the Secretary of Department of Education.
Are there any further comments? Senator Youngberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, one of the things I would like to point out hasn't been said yet is Dr. Jones is actually a dean of one of the colleges. He was, prior to this, the dean of one of the colleges up at Dakota State. And unfortunately, I didn't get to attend, and he's a very smart guy. Some people would argue that I should have probably been in more of his classes, because maybe some would rub off. But he's a great guy. I've known him since day one out here, and he's about as fair as they come, so I would appreciate everybody's favorable support.
Thank you. Are there any further comments? Seeing none, the Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Ben Jones of Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the position of Interim Secretary of Education. The question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Ben Jones pursuant to the message as found on page 137 of the Senate Journal? The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Sohold.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer. Wismer. Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
So the question having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members-elect, the President declares the appointment confirmed. The first reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 67, an act to revise provisions regarding commitment of a child adjudicated as delinquent. Senate Bill 68, an act to define certain acts as misbranding of food products. Senate Bill 69, an act to provide for the meeting times of sessions and committees of the legislature. Senate Bill 70, an act to revise certain provisions regarding hospital liens. 71, an act to prohibit capital punishment of any person with severe mental illness. 72, an act to provide for a form a physician must use to obtain consent to an abortion. 73, an act to revise qualifications for sanitary district trustees. Senate Bill 74, an act to revise provisions regarding multiple convictions for certain offenses. 75, an act to revise certain provisions regarding who is eligible to serve as a candidate in the event of a vacancy. Senate Bill 76, an act to allow a candidate for legislative or county office to be considered for nomination to statewide office. 77, an act to revise provisions regarding candidates running for office. And finally, Senate Bill 78, an act to exempt certain medical providers from licensure.
The President Pro Tem has assigned the following bills to these committees. Agricultural and Natural Resources, Senate Bill 68. Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 70, 72, and 78. Judiciary, Senate Bill 67, 71, and 74. Local Government, Senate Bill 73. State Affairs, Senate Bill 69, 75, 76, 77. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1012, an act to revise certain provisions regarding state laboratory services. House Bill 1013, an act to require criminal background investigations for certain vital records employees. House Bill 1023, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the sale and purchase of big game animal parts. House Bill 1024, an act to authorize certain species of game fish to be used as bait. House Bill 1032, an act to revise provisions regarding money transmission. 1034, an act to revise certain provisions regarding unemployment insurance contribution rates. And finally, House Bill 1036, an act to revise provisions related to the Board of Technical Professions.
President Pro Tem has assigned the following bills to these committees. Agricultural and Natural Resources, House Bill 1023 and 1024. Commerce, 1032 and 1034. Health and Human Services, House Bill 1012 and 1013. Local Government, House Bill 1036. We'll move on to the consent calendar.
House Bill 1004, an act to revise parole date calculation provisions. House Bill 1006, an act to revise the time requirements for parole reports and plans. House Bill 1016, an act to revise certain provisions of the Alcoholic Beverages Code. And finally, House Bill 1030, an act to allow the Office of School and Public Lands to accept internet bidding for the leasing of state minerals.
The previous bills that were mentioned have passed out of their respective committees without on a unanimous vote, and at this time there would be questions allowed but no debate. Has anyone got any questions? If not, the secretary will call the roll.
Just give me a minute here. I'm not ready. Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Sorry. Kobach.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher. Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer? Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Having received a majority vote on House Bill 1004, 1006, 1016, and 1030, they are deemed passed. Are there any questions on the title? If there are no questions on the title, they're deemed correct.
Senator Langer moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred till Thursday, January 24th, the 11th legislative day.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nay.
Announcements. Senator Russell.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be no Judiciary Committee meeting tomorrow.
Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Joint Committee on Appropriations will hear a much more detailed presentation of the Governor's budget address tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. from the Bureau of Finance and Management. Thank you.
Senator Stalzer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Commerce and Energy will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education tomorrow, 7:45. We've got Senate Bill 49 that we'll be taking up.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I'd like to commend you on a job well done today. Thank you for standing in today. I believe you're the second person from your legislative district to wield the gavel this year.
That would be correct, and thank you for not beating me up.
And I would also mention, it was brought to my attention yesterday that after a piece of information was distributed, that it may have been objectionable to a number of people. And I was pointed to a rule in the Red Book, and it does say that information and materials that are to be distributed need to be okayed by the Secretary of the Senate or the Chief Clerk of the House, and may be subject to review by the President Pro Tem or the Speaker of the House. I'm going to ask that we do that. It's not going to be nearly as efficient circulating information, but we do not want to create a situation in which objectionable material is distributed. So I wanted to state that here on the floor for everybody's edification. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I have one more announcement. The Ag Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 10. Senator Langer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Caucus will meet immediately following session today.
Thank you for that. Any further announcements?
Senator Rush moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
It's been moved and seconded that the Senate would adjourn. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you for listening to the South Dakota Network, a service of SDPB. Links to live events and their archives are available at sd.net.